So James went, right, let's take the toilet seat off and let's go to reception with the toilet seat. And I was like, no. And he was fully, he was like, it'd be great content. And I was like, he was like, we'll walk with the toilet seat and be like, we've just checked in. I was like,
touching a toilet seat.
Oh, he would have.
I ran into the house. It was where I thought it was. I got back in. The man drove me. I literally, in the queue, I was like, guys, you're going to have to move. I'm so sorry.
My husband's a twat.
I got to the gate before them.
Well, we did that this time.
And I drank four vodkas on
James,
the plane.
James drove.
Anyway, back to my man ick, right?
Yeah.
Men, listen the fuck up and stop eating cheese and ham out of the fridge! Guys, hello and welcome to your weekly dose of Nip Tuck Pod. So please bear with us. It's the hottest day that it's ever been.
Whatever in existence. It's very, very warm. Very warm.
Is it like that hot?
Well, I heard that because James like hyperfixates on things, and his hyperfixation for the last few days has been the temperature and ringing everyone at home like, is it 30 degrees?
You're brown. Oh, yeah, you went on holiday. We need to talk.
I've been on holiday, mate. His hyperfixation has been ringing home and being like, is it 30 degrees? Yes. Then the next person, I heard it hit. And I'm looking at him like, you already know. Like, what is your fixation with 30? Anyway, it's hotter here than it was in Greece.
So bear with. What have we got up?
What have we got up?
Right. So basically, bear with us. Obviously, we've not slept much either.
Toes are wet.
What have we got coming up?
This week, we're going to talk about my holiday. I'll give you a little bit of an update on my hotel and holiday situ. And then obviously, we're going to talk about what we bought this week.
Stunning. Right, let's get into it. Now, first things first, as always, we will be releasing our main episode every Wednesday, plus our exclusive bonus on Patreon on Friday. But you can watch us in person on YouTube.
You can see the sweat dripping off our heads.
Honestly, YouTube is like where it's at. So basically, head over to YouTube where you can watch our Wednesday episode. If you want a little bit extra, that is totally fine as well. You can do that on Patreon or on Apple Subscribe. So head over to our socials at Nip Tuck Pod when you can find all of the links to these gorgeous destinations.
You can dip in, dip out as you see fit.
Right. We need to hear from you, though, guys.
Yeah, we do.
So basically, anything like hacks, dupes, tips, tricks, questions.
Funny stories.
Questions for us. Funny debates. Stories. Debates. Current affairs. Send us the article. What do you think on this, girls? Like, literally, if you see your funny TikTok or anything think that's Nip Tuck coded, send it over. Also, we're quite good at advice, impartial advice. Obviously, we're not doctors or therapists, but if you have something,
we can try. That's the best we can do. If you've got like a dilemma, like a debate going on in your WhatsApp group where girls are divided between a specific situation, throw it onto us and we'll tell you what the Nip Tuck girls think. Woo! Anyway, right, let's go. I've just come back off holiday.
Right. The room must have been bad for you to do that.
Right. So story. If you don't,
or
follow
were you
me,
in a really I angry? In, right. Okay. Yeah, fine.
So I went to Ella Hellier, which.
What was the resolution?
None.
Did they see your post?
I don't think they cared. So I went to Ella Hellier, which
was
there is
no
in
PR damage, crisis
no one even
management.
Said, but whenever I gave my room number, they gave me a funny look. So they probably put it, probably flags up like,
wanker.
Bitch,
yeah.
Prick. So that's where we went. The reason.
Bitch alert.
The reason that I did that. So basically, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I don't know why you wouldn't. But if you don't, when I landed, I was hot. It was busy. We'd been traveling with the baby. It was a lot. And we got there. And in my head, having looked at their Instagram, their website, their marketing team are great. I, maybe stupidly, was expecting like...
Premium.
Like 5-star fucking ICOS to the premium. When I think about it, though, I didn't pay premium. And I think this is where I've got to be fair about it. Really?
It was her half term as well.
You can't slag off somewhere for not being as good as somewhere else when it's half the price. What did you expect, really?
You buy cheap.
You pay twice. So we went and I'd, but still from the marketing and everything, this is what I had in my head. Yeah. So then we get there and reception, first of all, was full, full. There was queues to check in. Now, let me just say,
people stood with their bag and oh no, don't.
Right. So let me just say, first of all, I have been, our wedding hotel, for example, was about a 3-star. It was low.
No, that hotel was gorgeous. No, I didn't stay
there. None of us stayed there. Only a few guests stayed there. All the families, we were in like a full on plastic cup. Like,
well, the one we stayed in wasn't expensive, but it was really nice.
No, the one I stayed in was like 3-star, like wristband tackle. And I was all right with that because I knew what I was getting. You go to Spain, apartments, they're like that. If I think that's what I'm getting, I'm good with that. And that's the kind of holiday I'm having.
Like, you were mentally...
But I'm thinking I'm getting sheer luxury. So
I did say the Instagram looks really
good. It did. So, and that, anyway, there's queues of people checking in. Now, I would have expected, if it was a 5-star, that somebody would take you to the side, give you a drink, sit you down.
iPad,
check you in. Yeah. Present for the child, you know, that kind, you know, like the good like Sarnia resort, they give the kid a little package and stuff to keep them entertained while you, that is what I was thinking. So I was in a mood and there was this big massive queue and I was and then we got to the front and I was a bit pissed off by this point. And then the queue was that long that we had to end up, because it was taking that long, take our own bags to our room, which again, if you're expecting it, fine.
As well.
A buggy and 2 bags. And it was fucking miles away and it was hot. So that's when I really started getting annoyed.
I can imagine.
Then we get to the room and I had paid for the most expensive room that there was.
It was a suite.
A suite. AC, view, swim up, pool, suite.
I know you kept saying, I've got a swim up room.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I even went in the water. So I got there and I opened it and this was not a suite. I could not swing a cat in that room.
Oh, fuck off.
And I went in and I was like, all right. So there was
a wardrobe?
There was like a, I was sending her videos. There was like a little living room and a little bit. And I was just like, right, we've got a travel cot in there. I've got a pram in there. So then I'm looking for the wardrobes. Two.
Where do you put your suitcases in that scenario?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the floor. Two cupboards with 8 hangers in each. Now, those rooms fit 4 people. I'm sorry, 2 adults and 2 kids, you'd have lost your fucking mind. So then I was angry. And the lighting was really poor. And I like light and bright, and it was dark, and so I was very angry.
It looked like a long, thin room.
It was nothing good about long and thin. So I was really angry then. So I stormed out onto the balcony, and it was about 3 o'clock, and my sea view swim up room didn't have any sun on it after 12. So the reason I got that room was so Tommy could get in the caught for his nap, and I could summit. 12 o'clock, no sun. I paid for the most expensive room in the fucking place. So then I was mad. So then I thought, right, you're getting it. So then I took a picture on Instagram. I started typing, saying, anyone who was going to go to this place, maybe think twice. Me. They didn't care. Not one bit. Then I rang reception. And I was like, this is not good enough. And he was like, okay, what would you like us to do? I was like, well, I want a bigger room. He was like, well, there aren't any. And I was like, yes, well. And then he went, then the toilet seat was a bit broken. So James went, right, let's take the toilet seat off and let's go to reception with the toilet seat. And I was like, no. And he was fully, he was like, it'd be great content. And I was like, he was like, we'll walk with the toilet seat and be like, we've just checked in. I was like,
touching a toilet seat.
Oh, he would have. So yeah, there was those little issues. Then I calmed down. So then we went down to the pool area and I had a couple of really nice cocktails. So things, I calmed a little. And then I put another story on saying, well, for the price. Now, I did get quite a lot of people replying, agreeing with me. When we were there.
Oh, yeah, no, on Patreon, you didn't see it.
So on Patreon, it wasn't bad like that. Don't get me, it wasn't food poisoning tackle.
People were like, Lauren, we didn't want to tell you, but like.
It wasn't like a fucking hell hotel. It was a nice 4-star.
But people said they'd had diarrhea.
Yeah, diarrhea and vomiting, which James did get a funny tummy, but I don't think it was from the hotel. But when we got there, there was a couple there that I haven't seen the girl in years and years, and she was there, and they're used to the good stuff. And they were stood there in the queue next to us, and I knew what she was thinking, and she went, just been for lunch. They only had 2 types of wine. She was like, she said, can I have the wine list, please? And they were like, yes, we have white or red. And she was like, yeah, the list. And they were like, one white, one red. Now that to me wouldn't have mattered because I'm not a wine person. And James was like, it's a bit much that, Lauren. I was like, no. For some people, you've paid the money, you're five star, you want, that's what you're into. I'm not, but some are. Oh. Anyway, she actually booked a flight home early. I think that was a bit excessive. It wasn't bad.
I'd do that.
There was a degree of Brits Abroad there, which I'm fine with when I'm being the Brit Abroad.
Yeah.
But I wasn't on this holiday. So then I was just annoyed. Mm. There was a man queuing up, and at 10 a.m., he was Scottish. I'm sorry, Scottish guys.
Scottish.
He was like, hello.
They're fucking mental.
And he was, is that how? They're fucking mental. Mental. And he was stood at the thing and he went, you all right, love? I'll have a, could I have a Blue Lagoon cocktail?
That's fucking hilarious.
At 10 a.m.
What an icon.
What an icon. And I just thought, there was a degree.
Do you know what,
that.
Though? That sort the shitty room out.
Well, it helped me to have the cocktails were great. The food was nice
the whole time.
I had so many people coming over. Oh, I had a mental breakdown on the beach and cried hysterically.
Why?
So this is really listen. This whole episode, I can just take the lead. So this is why I had a little mental breakdown, because we got there and quite a few people came over and said that they love the pod, which is so nice, so lovely, so amazing. But then I felt a bit self-conscious because I was, you know, when you know. Like, I felt a bit like, who's looking kind of thing. And Tommy and James and me were playing in the pool. And we made a faux pas, a parenting faux pas.
Nappy.
He kind of slipped a little bit. And he didn't go in underwater, but basically there was like a little lip and his little hand went over it. We grabbed him, it was fine. But there was just that second where there was a bit of a kerfuffle where I jumped to get him. And I went, rah! And I made more of a fuss. He was fine than needed to be. And everyone stared at us. And that straight away I started, you know, swallowing because I was really upset. I thought, then I just got over it. We went down to the beach, took him down to the beach in his pram. And the beach was aslant a little bit like that. He was laying down in his pram.
He fell out. No, he didn't.
I didn't think to make sure that his head was at the top angle of the...
Yeah.
So I was sunbathing, he was asleep, and the entire fucking pram tipped.
Yeah.
He was fine.
That happened to me once in Zara.
I jumped up.
I put my bags on the bed.
And he just...
it happens.
I burst into tears, and I was literally crying my eyes out. And James was like, he's fine. He's in the... He's strapped in. He's fine. He's not even really woken up. And I was just like, who's watching me? They're going to say that I'm an awful mum. And I was literally... I had a full-on fucking mental breakdown. I was like, you don't understand this job. And then afterwards, I calmed down. I was just... It was... I felt
That's
like...
That's really silly.
No,
Lauren.
But that was two incidents where if someone had been watching me, they could easily have looked at it and been like, she was sunbathing and a baby fell out of his pram. Like,
well, that is the truth.
I was so upset.
And I run from the story.
I know, but I was just so upset. But we had such a good holiday. And I would go back to that hotel.
If they'll have you.
They probably won't. And there was a lot of people, I felt really guilty because they were messaging me like, I'm going next week. And I was like, no, it's not like fucking hell. It's just not a certain standard. But then I didn't pay that. Yeah. So come on, be fair about it. But there was a girl that I just need to shout out called Chelsea.
Yeah.
She came over to us, huge, huge pod fan, her and her friends. And one, her friend's sister was diagnosed with cancer. So they're all doing Race for Life for her. Like, they're starting, you know, Couch to 5K. And they said the thing that's been getting her through is the pod. So I thought, I'll just say hiya to her. And well done. Keep running. Good cause. Keep going, girl.
Love that.
Yeah, so that's my holiday update. Oh, James told me some icks as well, some holiday icks he has. And this is from a man.
On girls?
No, on men. Okay. So I just thought I'd see what we thought about that. So he said he noticed a few things that he didn't feel happy with anymore about men.
He said,
first of all, that men are just not men anymore, in his opinion. So he said, we were around the pool. He said, and these men were just, he said, flexing, taking selfies. He said, and I thought, mate, you're on fucking holiday.
Give it a rest.
He said, they were looking around. He said, and I just look at them, thought, you're a bloke. Have a pint, sit down, look at your wife's tits or anyone's tits and just chill out. He said, they were literally just, he said, I thought,
poses.
Men aren't there. Poses. And he said, they just, I thought, and he said, their outfits were so coordinated. I mean, I dressed him, but... Other thing, he's got a thing about his straight moustaches. He said it gives him the ick. people shouldn't just have a straight moustache.
Like a pencil. Pubes.
Yeah, like a, he saw a few and he was like, no. And then the other thing is he said he saw some grown men, Alex, I bet you've got these, in jelly shoes.
Shut the fuck.
Yeah, he said there was
like the ones that we've got, like the netted ones.
More like a slider, but like a jelly with a jelly vibe. And he was like, "No, okay."
No.
So I thought I'd share that with you, and that's basically my holiday wrapped up.
I have one man rant for this week.
Can I just ask a quick question? Sorry. Do you do the towel thing?
Yeah, she
does. You ever watched James run like in the morning to get to put towels on lounges?
He wouldn't be arsed.
I did it.
I saw...
Lauren's the control freak.
If I saw my partner doing that, I'd have to leave.
I made him do it one morning. So 7:30 a.m. I did the towel run. If you left it till 8, there was none.
Right, with the towel situation though, I just take someone's towels off and lie on it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I fucking do. Yes, I do.
What if they have belongings? Because what I tend to do is scatter belongings.
No, I don't care. Like, no, I do care. If you've left a belonging, fine.
Yeah.
But if it's 10 a.m. and you are not there and you've just left towels, bitch, your towel's going
then
and I'm
you're
lying
getting, you're moving.
Yeah, and I'll just say like... And also, do you know what? At some hotels, the staff actually
there were
do
signs everywhere saying we weren't
go
allowed.
Go round and they take the... if it's just... Which is fucking fair enough.
It is, however... I was the 7:30 a.m. I put my towels out because I want a sunbed. It's the hotel's problem.
No, but do you know what I did? It should be allowed. And then if people come over and they're like, "Oh, my towel was here," I was like, "No, it wasn't.
I didn't see it. The hotel must have moved it because you're not allowed to reserve." Well, what I do, because I know there's fucking bitches like you about to take my fucking seat.
Do you clip them?
No, I get belongings and scatter. So I go down with my towels, some form of short. A denim, because it doesn't blow away. A thick denim short. Some toys.
A book you've never read in your life.
A book that I bought simply for this. A few of Tommy's little toys. And I scatter
them. How to get rid of ringworm or something.
And I scatter them. Perhaps a pair of sliders. And I scatter them.
Yeah.
To go on holiday is great for those few days, but it actually requires a lot of effort.
I spoke to my friend yesterday, and she's staying somewhere absolutely gorgeous in Barbados.
Oh, where? Can you tell us where?
Sandy Lane.
Ah,
and she
I'd like to go
was
there.
Messaging me, and she was like,
"But she didn't have to pull suitcases."
I feel overstimulated, yeah. Like
it's
traveling with kids, and I've just got here, and I want to cry.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Do you know what? Like, you're so right. Like, you do. Like, you had that breakdown.
Yeah, because it was all too much.
Me and my friend were on a plane recently, and we were with the kids, and she started crying as well, and she was just like." And I just didn't even have to say anything to her. I just looked
just
at her and took the baby off.
Do you know what it is?
There,
like, right? Going on holiday is amazing. But, and we're great that we...
Why do men not feel like this,
because they don't do anything. Does Ed
do
have...
remember
the,
when Ed left,
forgot the passport.
Oh, my God. That was fucking horrendous.
Well, I forgot Thea's, didn't I, when she was going with the grandma and granddad. And I had to go and
Ed left
off.
My passport at home.
And they had to get
We'd
a taxi.
We just had a baby.
That was bad.
And he was like, in the taxi on the way there, I was like, "Have you got all of the passports?" Yeah.
Yeah, the way they go, yeah.
I was like, right, okay. And he kept saying in his head, he was like, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Like Home Alone in the bus.
And then it happened. And he kept being like, "We don't have to leave this early."
Oh, that annoys me when they say that.
"We don't have to leave this early, but you just don't know. Traveling with kids, it could be sick in the car."
Yeah.
Like, you just don't know. And then, he turned to me and he was white and I knew straight away. And I was like...
He'd forgot one of the kids existed.
No, it's mine.
Oh, was it yours?
My passport.
No, but I mean, when he was counting, forgot that there was another.
Yeah, he forgot Snowy existed.
Well...
What'd you do?
I said to him, "Give me some cash now." I stayed quiet.
Yeah, you did actually.
I said, "Give me some cash now." I ran outside. I said, "I'm leaving all my shit here. You just go through," because we were already on the minutes. Luckily, we live quite near to the airport. I gave this man 100 quid and I went, "You drive as fast as you physically can." I ran into the house. It was where I thought it was. I got back in. The man drove me. I literally, in the queue, I was like, "Guys, you're going to have to move. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
My husband's a twat.
I got to the gate before them.
Well, really? We did that this time.
And I drank 4 vodkas on
James,
the plane.
James and did the parking. Like, do you know when you, because I'm always like Uber, just get in an Uber and get out.
get in an Uber and get out.
No.
Oh, the parking is hell.
Oh, he wants to park. I want to drive my own car. When I get off my holidays, I just want to get in my own car.
That's sad as well. Why?
Right? So on the way there, he got the wrong car park. So easy. On the minutes, because he'd said, we don't need to set up that early. So
or I had to go booking in. Not on.
Something, yeah. So I had to go in on my own, that. In the lanyard queue, whatever. And then so I had to start that. And then on the way back, we landed at the wrong terminal. So it was compared to where he'd left our car. We had to walk in that heat inside with no aircon, with two cases and a baby, for 30 minutes to get to the other terminal. I was seething.
Could he not have just walked and then picked you up?
It's too complicated because you can't go anywhere in the... And I said, if we'd have got an Uber! Ah! So what I was going to say is, though, travelling, right, you got your holiday. Fantastic. You have a few days. What, 3-4 days in the middle when you've got used to the new routine settled? Before that, you have to buy everyone's holiday clothes. Not just your own, all the kids, because they grow. All the kids' holiday clothes, all the medicine and all the faff. You've got to buy it all. That starts months.
The cables, the adapters.
Months before that starts. Then the week of, you have to pack for you, your husband, all the kids. Mm-hmm. The night before, you have that anxiety.
Yeah.
Because you're getting up really early and it's stressful. What have we forgot? And it's just anxiety. Then you get up at like 3 a.m, tired, feel stressed. Sick. Then you have to travel all day to get to your destination. Mm-hmm. Then you have to unpack. And then on the way home, it happens again. And you only really get a few days when you've settled in and the kids have got into the routine. However, I fucking love a holiday, but it's a big thing. Nights.
That's not going to be that fun. But I'm just going to say, do you know what? I went on Shein and I bought everyone's shit off Shein, like the kids. And there's a few bits for me, actually. And I'm just going to leave it in the bag. And before the holiday, I'm going to throw it all in the case.
Yeah.
And if we want to leave it there, I can leave it there.
Then you can leave it there because it's literally like a pound.
Like, literally, like, I got for Snowy, it was like 4 pairs of cycling shorts and 4 matching vests.
Done.
And it was like £7.
4 days, done. Yeah. Done. There was a girl that I met also on holiday that was from Liverpool.
I didn't catch her name.
She had the nicest bikini on. And she was talking, she was a pod fan. And I was like, I love your bikini. And she said it was a brand that I can't remember the name of, expensive. And she'd put the image into AliExpress. And she said it was great. And I can't remember the name. She reverse imaged on it and just got it. And she looked, she would have looked sensational in a bin bag. But that's a thing I didn't know.
Oh my God. Also had a phone call about surgery yesterday.
Yes, you did.
So basically on Friday next week, so I'm in London next week speaking at SXSW. This podcast's going out a bit later because we're bulking before the baby, bear that in mind. But while I'm there, I'm having a consultation with the person.
The one that I usually, like my usual, half did, half didn't.
He's fitting me in. So going to see him. I think I might take Ed with me because I think he arrives. Ed was like, you are not staying in London on your own.
I thought you meant to the consultation.
Ed's actually away tonight with Tom. No. So if I go into labour, Ed is in trouble. So he said, I'm going to be 35 weeks pregnant in London by myself.
That's long.
But I was like, I'll be fine. And he was like, no, I'm coming. So we're going to Carbon the next day.
Oh, lovely.
I know. So he's going to meet me.
Yeah.
Staying in Soho House.
Gorgeous.
Going to go for this consultation. Then I had a call yesterday about another thing that I'm doing. Can we just,
you know the consultation?
Yeah.
You've done the Zoom.
I've done the Zoom.
As have I. I've also done a Zoom for this particular procedure.
Yeah.
You're going for the face-to-face. Yeah. Do you think you'll do it? What are your like percentages at the minute? Because when I had the Zoom, he pretty much said to me, yes, you're suitable. Yes, we can do it. There wasn't much. It was either like, it's
mine's
down to
the
me.
Recovery.
Right. And when? Is
because
it more of a when?
We're coming up to our busiest time of year after I have the baby. So I have the baby, I have a few weeks off, low time. However, I might have to go to Ibiza 3 weeks after I've had the baby. What? I'll tell you about that.
Right.
Yeah, mad.
Wow. Remember when I was going to do Butlin's Weekender 10 days after the baby? Why would I ever? And I was like, I'll be fine.
We're not fine.
I was hemorrhaging for one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm still bleeding.
I think I'm going to be okay.
I think you'll be fine.
Because I'm getting a hyperbaric oxygen chamber in the house.
Oh, that's good for surgery.
Is that like the condom you
can
get?
You can rent it.
Is it more like the thing?
£700 a month, you rent it.
Is that it?
So compared to what anyone you pay, can use it. Yeah, I think you pay about £150 a session.
Yeah, and anyone can use it.
Yeah, and you can.
I'll do that after my next surgery.
What's the
so
point
sorry.
It speeds up recovery by 70%. It's pure oxygen.
This operation, how sure are you at this point, do you think?
Yeah, like 80.
80. So I'd say I'm 70, but you're doing it first.
I've got that. Then I had a phone call about another one, which is a body one. So that one's a face one. Okay. This one's a body one. And this one is one I'm fucking, no, like, that's, this is going to be, like, I'm going to have a porn star body. Like, it's,
what is it? Can you not
it's
want
to everything.
But you don't.
Not tits.
I'm saying you don't need anything. I don't mean that in like a yeah, but.
No, it's sculpting.
But you are sculpted.
No.
No.
I am not.
Well, not right now. But like the I arms sculpted, you've just had them, they were gorgeous. Are we looking
it's
after
more
baby?
Like,
after baby.
Obviously after baby.
No, I mean like what areas might be affected after baby.
Yeah, and a bit of tightening.
Do you see my face then?
Tightening.
Huh? Tightening.
So, do you want to come to the consult with me?
I'll say yes and then not come, because that's what happens. I don't want to promise, but maybe, yeah. Unless we do it all on that day, when we're going to do the other stuff.
Yes, yes, yes. Also, Lucas, we've got a team day out for our moles.
Yes, we need to do that.
No,
we have.
We have.
We're ready.
We've
not got
a
date, but we've got. We're ready.
A company's contacted us.
Found a really good one.
We found a really good one. We actually will do a video about it because I think
very
it's
important.
Very educational. And they can do that BRCA test on me.
Let's do it all in one and film
exactly.
It. So this surgery, I want it. I want it.
You don't need anything.
I want it. No, neither do you. Well, there we go. I want you to do the other one so I can copy it because I'm desperate for it. But I need you to do it first.
Fine, okay. But that's a winter jobby, that.
That is a winter jobby. I've got a consult in July for the blefs and brow lift. That's a winter jobby. I'm doing that.
With
that's
my
a yes.
guy.
That's a 90%. It's just when.
He's fantastic.
Yeah. So sorry, we've just surgery.
Anyway, back to my man ick, right?
Yeah.
Men, listen the fuck up and stop eating cheese and ham out of the fridge. Right, so it's half term, so I have to make sandwiches for packed lunches.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I order a pack of ham. There's four pieces of ham in the pack, right?
They go in with their fat fingers and they just do this. Do you know what annoys me about men? They eat...
Raw dogging
and
the
ham. And they eat unconsciously.
Like, literally, like, just...
But they
it's
don't think
my ham, you fucker.
But do you not think they don't enjoy the food? The subconscious, the brain turns off, and they just
Lauren, it's yeah, whatever, fine, eat the ham, you fat fuck. But that ham is for a child.
It's for your children.
It's for a child's lunchbox.
Yeah, how
so
could you?
At 10 o'clock at night, mummy goes to the fridge to get the ham and cheese. Where's the ham and cheese?
Let me smell your fingers.
So then I'm like, that's weird. Like, I ordered,
I
ring fenced the ham and cheese. So then I'm like, hi, do you know where the ham and cheese is? Oh, I ate it. Right, well, are you going to go to Sainsbury's now to buy me some ham and cheese? No.
I agree.
Everyone else's husband must
do
that
it
as well.
It's like James does it. If I buy like a really lovely packet of crisps, right, I don't eat that much. It's just my one little thing that lasts 2 seconds. And when they do it, it's not like he enjoys it as he eats it.
No.
His brain shuts down and unconsciously shovels.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Like, I sit and I savour. He just shovels and then I'll go to get it and there's one left. And he's like, I didn't realise I'd ate that much.
Like, why the ham and cheese? And he literally will... Yeah, they're like babies, aren't they? And the grated cheese he will eat.
Absolutely.
Like that.
He will drink milk.
From the carton.
I do that.
Fucking rancid. He will drink milk, he will eat cheese and my ham. But the ham is the what? The ham is the what?
I agree. Because you
when
need your ham.
There's only four slices of ham there. You, who the fuck sits and eats just
ham.
Four pieces
no,
of
I
ham?
Agree. Because when you make a sandwich for kids, there's not much filling that you can really do other than ham. Like tuna mayo, the kids love. It's an effort making tuna mayo.
Yeah.
Ham is splat. Done. Not great for them, but Easy. One thin slice.
Tonic man would not.
Tonic man would not. There's one though. Which one is it that has absolutely nothing, like, what's it called in it? Is it called Naked Ham?
Billy.
No, it's literally not got any shit in it. I get told off if I buy ham because it's no bad for them. But ham is just an elite sandwich. Like, yeah. It's the easiest thing ever.
And yeah, they just like, and when they don't tell you that something's running out. So like the ketchup, for example, don't. Like I don't even eat ketchup, like, but the kids and he they eat ketchup. And then like I'll open the fridge and the kids are like, ketchup, mommy, ketchup. It's and it's all gone.
Cereal. Leave a tiny, not even enough
Loo
for a
roll.
Bowl. Loo roll. So what you do, I have
toothpaste.
I have notes on my phone. The second I use the last of the, I go on my phone, on my shopping, and
you
I
can
put
tell
in
Alexa
Loo
well.
Roll or whatever it is. If you don't, I will buy it. I will sort it. But if you don't tell me it's run out, I'm going to urgently need it,
Lauren,
and it's gone.
Now you've got your mansion. You can ordering your Loo Roll
bulk.
TikTok shop.
I know, I'm going to start
finally!
One of the things when we moved in and we've got more space, like, because it was to start
Do you
bulk
order it
buying.
Off TikTok shop?
I've never ordered anything off TikTok.
I'm going to have a
Do
cupboard.
Do you order it off TikTok shop?
We use Who Gives a Crap.
Oh, no, too scratchy.
Every month it's just like that.
I know, but
it's just
scratchy.
There without even thinking about it.
Guys, Splash off TikTok shop. £18, I think, for like 80 rolls.
£18
and
for 80 rolls?
But the fucking delivery twats keep robbing a few rolls.
I do that.
Every time it's
and
breaking
And do you know what?
Into.
I bet they don't take that home. I bet it's in the van for when they need a shit.
Oh.
Bet you. Side of the road.
When,
oh,
I was,
yeah.
When I was a student, I used to rob Loo Roll from like restaurants.
Did you? Yeah. Were you that hard up?
Mate, Loo Roll's fucking not a necessity. When you've only got 50 quid to last you a week.
That's what VK Blue is.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, yeah, we used to rob Loo Rolls, hand soap.
Really?
Yeah, like you'd come out and be like, wait.
I always used to, after like, not that I get them now.
Ketchup as well.
If
at
I had
pubs.
Like a body treatment anywhere, you know, like a facial, when the therapist left the room, I would go on the trolley and put everything
Lauren!
All over my body. Like, say there was like some oil, I'd like look around and before, while I was getting dressed, I would pump it and cover my whole
body
in oil.
Well, that's like a thing now, like people stealing off trolleys.
I wouldn't steal,
Charlotte,
I just put it on.
Skin Address was telling me, she had some devices and someone robbed them.
When... You can't put a CCTV in there, can you?
No.
That's really bad.
And there was another salon that I follow on Instagram and I think they had like SkinCeuticals, all the different...
Now, I could understand why you might... They're expensive.
That's
I would
so
never.
Naughty.
I would never. But they are expensive. They should be behind a lock and key because they're very expensive.
Speaking of holidays, I can't be the only one that just loots everything.
No.
Every shower gel, shampoo.
No. Oh, no. You know the Clarins stuff you asked
house.
Me to get from Paris? Was shit. When I actually looked at it, you wouldn't have wanted any of it. It was a tiny body moisturiser that big. It wouldn't even have covered your handle,
really?
So I didn't nick it for you.
I'm really particular about what I use.
There was a few Clarins bits, basically, and I took a picture.
What's, like, the best thing you've robbed from a hotel?
I feel like dressing gowns would be good, but you can't anymore.
I've
I used to back in the day.
Can you not?
We did an event at Atlantis in Dubai, and we got the bridge suite, and I nicked the gold shampoo.
Oh, yeah, that kind of
Apparently
thing.
It's like a couple of hundred quid a bottle. I just nicked it.
Yeah, fair. Fair. I used to nick dressing gowns, but now they have a thing where it basically is a nice, polite thing saying you can buy them if you want. If they disappear, you will be charged for them.
I always, a really good hack, guys, is if you've not used the hotel slippers, take them.
I was thinking about that today.
Because if you ever have to go to hospital, they are the Grantley Hall ones are fantastic. They are fluffy, aren't they?
I was thinking about that today.
And like, you know how we're having building work done on our houses and our feet are disgusting.
So weird you've just said that.
Hotel
this
slippers.
This morning, I was getting ready and everything.
Yeah.
And because even though it's clean, there's dust and shit everywhere, my feet were black. And I thought, I wish I brought my hotel slippers on because my Uggs are too hot at the minute.
Yeah.
And I literally thought
that
this morning.
And then you can spin
them. Then I thought, I wonder if you can get them on a cheap website to get like hotel slippers.
Do you remember those ones we had once?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Right. Okay, let's have a break. Guys, we're going to go into the break because we've rambled and we will be back in a minute. Right, guys, we are back. So we've got what we bought this week, We've got a dilemma, but I do really want to quickly just ask you. You've written in our script here to talk about Bank Holiday Soho. What is this? Do tell.
So I saw someone put a picture on Instagram of Soho House pool at the weekend.
Yeah. Not good.
Disgusting.
What?
So the pool isn't very big.
No, we've been. It was small.
Yeah. And the pool is full of just people stood like, but like full.
But didn't they say to us that they were going to really limit the amount of people that were allowed there and you had to pre-book it?
It didn't look limited.
Was it like Ocean Beach vibe? Was it?
Worse.
So it was basically everyone from the West Towers in the Hilton.
Dude, the West Towers have their own pool thing.
I don't know. And they all come down.
You know what? They like fair. Like if me and you were there and we'd had a drink, like we'd be like fucking bombing in the pool.
And this is the best thing about us. Like it's okay for us to judge.
But we'd be
there. We do it, but we weren't, so it's fine. It's like me saying Brits abroad. I can be a Brit abroad.
It was very crowded.
And did it look, do you think it looked slightly unhygienic, potentially, with all the people in there?
I'll show you the pictures.
Did you think so, Lucas?
It would be. All the sun cream, all the pissing.
The pissing?
Yeah.
Do you piss in the pool?
Obviously.
Same. Not going to lie.
Well.
Do you not, Alex?
No. You fool.
Well,
you've
more fooled you, because you're drinking someone else's piss and you have to walk to the toilet. So more fool you.
I got told once that like there's dye in pool that makes the piss
turn. I got told that once, so I had to do little squirts and check. Like, you know, little
Is that a thing that there is dye in pools?
No, I've done a lot of pool peeing. I've done a lot of pool peeing, and I'm sorry, anyone who says they don't, like, when I see people getting up and walking to the actual toilet on holiday, I'm like...
A poo.
I'm like, it must be a poo, because why would you? Like, there's all this water here.
Gosh.
We're sat in a toilet. Why would you?
Do you know what, though? I saw a TikTok last night, and do you know that hotel that we went to in Turkey, the Regnum?
I really want to go there.
It's fabulous.
Or the Cullinan. Yeah. They're the two that I really want to go
to. I've been to both.
I really... Do you know how much it was? Do you know how much for my lot, for seven people?
What?
Close to £20,000.
Yeah.
For all our family. So what I'll be doing is I'll be doing it when we're not all there. I can't do that. It's ridiculous.
It's gone up a lot recently because it's got really popular.
It's a myth.
It's a myth.
It's a total myth.
So you piss away in the pool.
So listen to this.
It's because Molly May went, I bet.
Well, this TikTok was saying that if a kid shits in the pool at that hotel, you have to pay a £10,000 fine.
No.
It was a TikTok saying that. Don't quote me on that.
So I guess the reason for this would be...
They have to clear the swimming pool if there's a shit in the pool.
The entire pool, refill it, piss off and give compo to all these people. I was a bit nervous when Tommy, when we were on holiday with the swim nappy, he had it on all the time, but I was a bit nervous. Poos can fall out. So I was a little bit antsy about the poo situation. I was checking it quite a lot.
Do you remember when you were younger, like at swimming battle, you'd be like, there's a poo in the pool!
Yeah, so there's poo! Poo!
And why? There was always a poo in the pool.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I don't know.
But yeah, I get that. I would love to go to those hotels. There's another one.
They're really
stunning.
I went
years ago, if anyone wants to look at it.
It's got a little farm.
Oh, don't, because I can't go with 7B.
No, like you would... I'll come with you.
I can't. What, just me and you, maybe one or two of the kids?
Yeah.
I'd do that. I can't go for seven of us. It's ridiculous. But there's another one I went to quite a while ago and it's gone up massively in price, and that's called the Lujo.
Oh, yes. In Bodrum.
Yeah, and I had no money when I went there.
Have you seen the Mandarin?
I got it on a deal.
Oriental in Bodrum.
I can't afford the Mandarin Oriental anywhere. Every time I look on booking.com,
wow.
I look at the Mandarin Oriental just for a laugh, because...
Wow.
So expensive.
Some really nice hotels around at the minute.
Do you know the issue I have is paying for hotels in England and in London? It pisses me off so much.
Do you know, well, so my Soho, even though we slag Soho House off all the time, I booked a room for while I'm in London. Yeah. And for a suite, I think it was only like 300 and something pounds.
That's cheap for London.
No,
for a suite.
No, but I think that's the whole point of the Soho House membership,
right,
guys, isn't it? So to be fair, next time we go, we can book it.
Or even the shittest of rooms, £300 in London, it's about right. Even a shithole. So for a suite, I think that's really, really good.
Really good,
really,
yeah.
Really good. I still want to stay at
that one. And it's got like
the
gym and everything.
Is it, which is the one in London that we
Corinthia.
I want to stay there, but no, the one where you can check out whenever you want is the Rosewood.
The Rosewood. Should we stay there next time we go as a treat?
Yes, Mummy, please treat me, Mummy.
Have you been to the Soho at White City? The old BBC building?
The one that I'm staying beautiful. At is...
It's beautiful.
The... One sec. It is...
And Kettner's. Kettner's in Kettner's? Soho, which is a Soho.
I'm staying at Shoreditch House.
Okay.
Ah, I've heard of that.
So Kettner's has the suite, which William stayed in.
Yeah.
You've got your own private door from the street. You've got a massive room, dining table, everything, bathtub, huge. It is...
Really? Gorgeous.
It's space
would,
for me.
You would love
Do you know, for me, hotel rooms, it's space. I like space.
Right. Luxury.
Anyway, let's talk about what we bought this week. Let's which is why we can't afford to go to the Mandarin Oriental. Because we spent it all on shit.
Right.
Go on.
Guys.
This first one is shook me.
So I've ordered it. Will it cure the baby's hiccups?
Babies can't suck.
No, inside me.
Pardon?
Because the baby keeps
Where are you putting the fucking straw?
The baby keeps it all night.
Yes. Tommy and Thea, both of them.
How,
in the
I
evening,
love you, but you are
down
annoying.
Here,
yeah.
And right down there, it's where the head is. And
yeah.
Your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tommy and Thea both hiccuped so much as a baby. It's a reflux thing.
Great.
Enjoy.
No,
it's not going to help the baby's hiccups in your tummy. No.
So there's this device, guys, that we have seen. I was reading the reviews. What's it got, like 20-something thousand five-star reviews?
I always wonder.
So on Amazon, it's got 4,158 reviews, most of them 4.3 and up. Like it's got.
So that's pretty
Yeah. Good. So it's called Hiccaway.
Hiccaway.
The hiccup device. And it's a straw, and you suck it, and it gets rid of your hiccups
How?
Immediately.
How?
Don't know. Fucking what a great invention. If you've got kids.
Oh, my God, how annoying.
And they're like, please, Mummy, I've got hiccups.
And they're going,
It is annoying when you have
It's really
hiccups.
Annoying. They're really annoying.
Do you remember
annoying?
When you were younger, like, there used to be stories in the newspaper, like, lady had hiccups for 50 years.
Yeah, and you used to think, I'm never going to stop.
Like, ah!
Every time you got the hiccups, you'd think, this That's time's going to be the time it never ends.
Yeah. Superdrug dupes are fucking having a moment.
That's on my list, one of them.
Style Expertise is the dupe of the Got To Be Glued range. It's, like, less than half the price, and... the exact same. Also, their Me Plus range is, according to, I'm pretty sure it was Nadine Baggett said this, but it's extremely similar to the SkinCeuticals serums.
Yeah.
And they're like a tenner.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's weird because that's on my list.
No way. Yeah. The Mustela spray.
Took that away,
right.
Tommy. They smell
It's
so
the best.
Good.
So basically, it's the Mustela. Get it in the spray bottle with the avocado on the front. Mm. And I think it's called like water spray.
Cleansing water.
Cleansing water.
I've got the pump.
I've had it for years. No, the spray is way better.
It's because I got the pump because it was for his face and he was a baby. So I couldn't spray him in the face because he'd be like,
Aah! Yeah, but you can spray it on a pad.
Oh, she pumped him.
But mine I use on their hair.
Yes.
So like at the minute they're waking up really sweaty
Same.
And like Snowy's hair, bless
yeah.
her. So what you do is you spray it all over the hair and then it like is like them having a bath.
Yeah.
Like honestly, girls.
And you can put them in little buns then or whatever.
Like that spray, I've got one in every, it's
yeah.
just handy. It's
I agree.
Gentle,
it smells
nice,
gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. The Chantel Soft Stretch V-neck Padded Bra.
Okay.
You would like this.
Ooh.
So this is the bra.
Nice.
Feel
thin.
The fabric.
1 minute, guys. Oh, nice.
Right, look. And it's just like...
Show us, show. Well, get them out.
A V-neck.
Nice. Wow, they
like
have some
that.
Big tits.
Massive. So this is actually a Molly May recommendation. And I'm sorry, but her recommendations are fucking very,
yeah.
very good. So it's from, I got it from John Lewis and they do it in all different colours. They are quite expensive. They're about £40.
But if you're going to see it through the end of a pregnancy even or throughout, then
well, this
comfort
is a size
is key.
Small.
Comfort's
so
key.
So I think it'll still fit.
It's an
so
investment.
I bought three and then I've just ordered a nude one as well. And like, I was sunbathing in it yesterday. Well, not really sunbathing, but I was in the garden in it yesterday.
Rolling around in
Very
sweat.
Very good. That's my list.
Right, mine. Funnily enough, I have ordered... So, one of the things that's meant to be amazing for pigmentation is tranexamic acid.
Yeah.
Have I taken it in tablet form before? Yeah. Should you? Probably not. But in America, they use it in tablet form to get rid of pigmentation from the inside. Not for that, though.
Didn't it dry your mouth out or something?
A little. So tranexamic acid, one of the main things for pigmentation. I went on holiday. I didn't put my face in the sun once. I heavily covered myself. I've still, my pigmentation's a mess.
Do you know the SkinCeuticals SPF 50 has it in?
Oh, does it?
As a treatment.
As well?
Have you ever had that? So, is the best.
Because honestly, I look like someone's wet farted in my face
again. I will
again.
Send you the link for it. That has niacinamide and...
tranexamic.
Yeah.
Right.
And as a treatment while protecting you.
I'll buy that. Mm-hmm. So when I was in the airport, I started having like a... Because James went to me. Oh, your freckles have come out. I just literally stared at him and went... You know I am so self-conscious about that. And he was like, oh, no, I didn't realise. And I was like, yeah, I feel awful. Anyway, so I found...
At least it wasn't like, your face looks dirty.
It does. I found the tranexamic acid from Superdrug, from the Me Plus, Me Whatever range,
yeah.
£4. And it's I think it was like 2%. It was. Okay, so that's if you struggle.
That range is quite potent. £4. Yeah.
Now, because I was,
it's
I'll be honest.
£3 for £2 as well.
I was a little bit sceptic. I was like, really? Yeah. £4? Ooh.
Nadine Baggett's
so
recommended it.
At the same
it.
Time, I ordered another one as well. So if you want to be more splurgy, the Allies of Skin.
I love Allies
of Skin. Is actually 3%. So it is a percent stronger, but it's fucking.
3%.
3%. That. Superdrug is 2%.
Oh, I thought you said it was. You said it was four, but
did I?
Yeah.
No, £4. £4.
Ah,
it's
right.
A £4 product. 2% tranexamic acid in it.
Allies of Skin, so
Allies
expensive.
Of Skin, £90, but 3%, so stronger. So if you want to go stronger, I ordered that as well because it was on sale on Cult Beauty. Allies of Skin, yeah, and it looks really, really good. That, but the difference in prices, what?
Jesus.
£4.90. I did the Boots £10 Tuesday.
So sick.
I got myself two new heads for my Oral-B toothbrush.
I love my Sori toothbrush.
I love my Sori, but I moved to Oral-B because my Sori stopped working. I needed a new one and I've never reordered it and I had an Oral-B. James still has his Sori and he loves it. So I ordered two new heads and it was £10. It's normally 30. Saved 20
That's
quid.
That's so good.
So if you need that, oh, hi, Alex. Mr. Shiny White Teeth. Yeah, £10 Tuesday.
Well, Alex's dad's a dentist.
We'll tell him about the offer then. So yeah, £10 for two instead of 30.
And is that on today's? Oh,
no,
it's Wednesday.
But they do have the same offers sometimes. So keep an eye
That's
out for that.
That's a great
fucking
deal.
Great. Another one, if your children are still wetting the bed, which a couple of ours are one-ish, two-ish wetting beds at night. Do you know what annoys me about how expensive nighttime pull-ups are? They're so expensive. So they have them on £10 Tuesday. And they were something like a tenner instead of £18 or
Which
something.
Which ones?
A the good
Ninja
brand.
Ones.
It might have been Ninja.
I they're Aldi really good because they're not too thick. And do you know where
and
else always
them.
Has them on offer? Asda.
Because I think I don't want, like, you shouldn't be in nappies anymore. Why
but
am I paying
for nappies?
When it's
hot as well, they often do.
They do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's annoying. You're out of nappies. It's costing me this. Anyway, so that's a really good one as well. Another deal. Then I got, I'll tell you what I use, which isn't on this list. The Kerastase. I can never say it. How do you say
Kerastase.
It? The Kerastase. The list. The Kerastase. They do an overnight. I got it from Look Fantastic when I did a little haul. It's in a black.
I've seen it with the gold on.
With the gold on. And it's anti-aging hair overnight.
Mm.
So you put the serum on before bed and apparently when you wake up, you don't look as hideous. Now, I got it thinking,
really?
We'll see.
Yeah. It's like milky, right?
Yeah. Last night, I washed my hair. I left it wet, which by the way, is for me, you're asking for scarecrow in the morning. But my thought was I'll wash it again in the morning.
Yeah.
I put all this serum in. I put quite a lot in. I thought, it doesn't matter. I'll use it as a treatment and wash it out in the morning.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning and my hair was not frizzy, was not like a scarecrow, was not greasy. Really impressed. Really impressed.
Stunning.
So yeah, that is what I bought this
Look
week.
Look at that, shall we? Do we have Shall time we? To do a dilemma before we go?
Or are we done dusted? We've got a minute?
Yeah. Lauren.
All right then. Right, guys, you ready? Would love to hear your thoughts on paying for someone else's baby shower in 2026. I've been invited to a baby shower of someone that I'm relatively close to, and we've been asked to contribute £35 per head for an afternoon tea. So does that mean paying for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. There is also a gift list.
Of course there is.
The gifts start at a minimum of £45. So we're 80 quid in here to go to baby shower. I just think that in hard times like these, if you are going to have a party, surely you have to pay. Or someone from your side should, as it's so non-essential, especially for a baby shower. I don't want to have to go there and spend probably 200 quid after childcare, outfit, present, afternoon tea, on a day out that I don't necessarily want to, before the school holidays. I hope everyone feels the same. I'm honestly just sick of all these hens and baby showers that we have to foot the bill for, and everyone I know feels the same on it. Right, I kind of think it's kind of up to them, and if you don't want to go on it, just don't go on it. I don't think it's that deep. If you think, nah, that's not for me, then you say, unfortunately, I'm busy. Is it that deep? Just don't do it if you don't want.
I think the issue here is it is snowballing all of this.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I am friends with a couple of people. Like, there's one at the minute, and she's got this hen do that she has to go on. Then they're doing the London version, then the, like, Marbella version as well. And then it's like, and then the wedding's abroad too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, let them. And then you just say, like, I'm really sorry, can't afford it right now.
Just don't go.
But some people, though, feel really pressured in that friendship.
Say, unfortunately, I have got Bible study on that day.
Personally, if I was going to have a baby shower now, I would pay for everyone. But that's because I can afford to.
I probably would now, but do you know what?
If I couldn't afford to, I wouldn't do one.
Do you know what? When I had my baby... I'm trying to think now. When I had my baby shower with Thea...
You paid for it.
I don't know if I did.
You did.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't know why. It wasn't
like
an
open bar, but like there was cakes and there was like bits.
Right, okay.
In Audley Edge,
I don't know how I feel about it, really. I understand what you're saying completely, but I also just think if you don't want to go, don't. And the thing with the hen do thing, so the way I look at it is this. To me, a hen do abroad is an excuse for a girls' hall. It's just putting a name on it. If you really fancy a girls' hall, then you join in on the hen do.
Yeah.
And it's not really about the hen do. It's about that you're going on holiday with your mates. So that's what you put your money towards. If you don't want to go on holiday with a bunch of girls, then you just don't go. Whereas I think hen do's abroad are more like you're paying to go on holiday. Or do you think it depends how close you are?
I think you'd get FOMO sometimes, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
And I do think there's a lot of pressure on people now for all of these.
Maybe slightly younger than us, maybe.
But also, like, it's your weekend. For me, like, time is so precious as well, especially at the weekend, because, you know, it's only like 8 days out of the month. And if I was a single girl, I would much rather spend the 200 quid on a wild night out doing what I want to do and bed rot the next day.
Swimming around the Soho pool.
Yeah, than be at a baby shower. But that's up to you. And you have every right to... That's your time, your money. You have every right to make that decision.
I think people should be able to say, okay, come if you want, it's 35 quid. If that's how you want to do it and that you can't afford to pay for it, which a lot of people can't, fine. But then do not be offended...
If people cannot come.
I think that's the takeaway
from that. And don't bitch about it either.
No, it's not that fucking deep.
Do you know what? Like, honestly, like, Lucas sent a thing about men's stag dues in. And men get that shit way better than us.
Yeah.
Like, they are so transparent and they're like, these are the timings. This is how much it's going to cost. Be there, don't be there. Yes,
you decide.
Whatever.
And then they just put no and leave the group.
Oh my God. Also, Ed was like the other day, like, oh, I've got like...
No. Not just after the baby's born.
No.
I thought you were going to say again. Trying to go away again. After the baby. I thought you were going to say a stag.
Yeah, like, I don't know when it is, but... And I went...
He knows when it is.
You actually... Like, I was like, after your last performance...
You think you're allowed again?
He is not allowed on stag dues.
He knows
when
it is.
Now he's banned.
He knows when it is. He's planted a mini seed... Then there'll be another mini seed.
He's absolutely not allowed.
Well,
not after that. I've got PTSD from that, like bad.
When we were sat in your bed,
he left me with a 5-week-old baby.
When was it? When we were sat in your bed and
came home,
and I was like,
and we were eating a Domino's, and you were like, oh, it's time for me to go now.
He walked in, and you were like, hello, and he was like,
it took me a long time to recover from that.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
That was bad.
I think James might have to go to a stag soon, but luckily James doesn't really drink anymore.
It's not even he's got the drinking, fear of it's drinking. The whole, like, no, but it's what happens after.
Yeah, but that's what comes from the drinking. They become so irresponsible. They're like babies. And then you have to worry about them. Do you worry about me when I go on a girls' holiday? No.
What pisses me off as well, like, you're not fun with me, so don't you go and be fun with someone else.
Yeah, why? So you'll be all lads, and you're like, get your knob out and put your arse against the window. You don't do that.
And when you're
with
me, like, you can't even string a sentence together.
That is interesting, actually.
Mm.
Tell him he's not going.
Right, lock the door.
Lock the door. Right, we have loved speaking to you. We're back on Friday. So if you have Patreon or Apple subs, you can get our Friday bonus episode. Yep. If not, we'll just see you next Wednesday.
Love you.
Bye.